Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Y'all go ahead.
I don't know.
I want to finish my chips over
here. Like, I don't know about Miss Elizabeth. I even know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even keep up with that wrestling.
But they say he was part of it. Lex Luger was there when she died. He called 911.
You know what my wife loves, surprisingly? One of her favorite things to watch is, and like, she'll get mad if you're trying to talk during it or whatever, those breaking of the band stories. Like, even a band like Metallica the other night was on, and she didn't really listen to that much Metallica. You know, unlike most women.
Right.
You know.
Master!
But, you know, those things, I think they're two-hour episodes. They had one, you know, on Aerosmith.
Is that on Reels or something?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's like, I love these things.
It's about the breakups of these bands?
Well, all the turmoil that these bands go through and, you know, what broke them. You know, with the Aerosmith, it was the relationship between Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. You know, how they hated each other and Joe Perry left the band and, you know, all of that stuff. But then Run DMC got them back together.
It's like the new Behind the Music.
Yeah.
You know, remember when Behind the Music was on?
I remember Behind the Music.
Behind the Music was badass.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was great.
Are they all how do I say this? Like white people bands?
No, not really. I'm trying to think of another type of band that I've seen. A lot of them, though, are rock bands because they're the ones that go through the most, you know, crazy, drugged out, you know, episodes and everything.
Do you remember
they've done them on, but they're not the same show. It's basically the same type of show where they've done them about Prince and Michael Jackson, things like that. But bands, I'm not quite sure.
Remember when James Brown's wife, you might remember this, TJ, that she was pulled over for speeding and had all kind of charges because maybe her car wasn't registered and maybe she had a gun in the car or something. I don't know. And she declared in court diplomatic immunity because her husband, James Brown, is the worldwide ambassador of soul.
Yeah.
Stop. She was serious?
Yeah, and the judge was like, say that again.
Tried it though. Hey,
mm-hmm. I would like diplomatic immunity because he is the ambassador of soul.
Yeah, he's an ambassador.
Lady, get the hell out of here.
In no more why. And an attorney, I think, actually took the case up for her and argued it.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to love Behind the Music, and then I figured out that when it became such a big thing. After it became a big thing, you realize, oh, wait a minute, this band or this person on Behind the Music has an album coming out this week. Because it was always the Behind the Music that always came out when somebody had an album coming out. It's like, oh, so the record company's paying for this. Oh, okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
It lost some of its luster.
Behind the Snoozic is more like it.
It's like watching a reality show, a quote-unquote reality show. And they go to surprise somebody when they knock on the door. For some reason, there's a camera already in the person's house.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
oh, and they're mic'd up.
Yep, I'm out.
They're mic'd up, as we call it in the business. So, Alexis, it was a big day for her yesterday because she got gas. There was a gas shortage at the moment. And at any point while you're sitting there in the gas line thinking that you're about to run out of gas, where you had to walk to the gas station first just to see if they had gas because you couldn't waste a trip because you would run out of gas. Did at any point you stop and go, I'm never getting this low on gas again?
Oh, most definitely. I have learned my lesson because that feeling was the worst feeling. Like, I just didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Have you ever run out of gas?
Once.
Yeah, sucks.
And it was, but I was right at a gas station almost, so it wasn't that bad. But never somewhere where the gas station is really far away.
Yeah, I ran out once in college, and trying to get I was trying to make a left-hand turn across two lanes of traffic to get to the bank to get money to go get gas. And I ran out of gas in the turn lane and had to push the car across two lanes into the bank parking lot, get the money, walk down to the gas station about half a mile away and ask the dude, you got a gas can I can borrow? He's like, yeah. I said, I swear to God, I'll bring it back in like 20 minutes when I go back and get this, put this gas in my car and come back down here. And I did. And he was cool about it, but it sucked.
See, I didn't want to do all that.
Yeah.
But you know, though, if you would have broken down in the line, it wouldn't have been that big a deal because, you know, men would have gone out and pushed your car up to the pump and all of that stuff for you.
I know, but I didn't want everybody to be looking at me and then everybody's like a commotion because everybody's in their car, so it's a show and it was just going to turn into a huge thing.
Yeah, but I think in that situation with gas being such a big deal, nobody would have thought anything about it. They'd have thought like, oh, God, I feel bad for her trying to get gas. People would have just jumped out and helped. They would have not even given it a second glance.
Yeah, but everybody else in the car would have been like, look at her. She ran out of gas.
Yeah, but don't you have to get help anyway on a regular day reaching the gas pump?
No, I do not. Stop. I pump my own gas. Mm.
You know what would suck, though, is if you got all of these gas lines, people waiting to get it and getting mad and their fights breaking out, you know, just like a normal chaotic country that's not being run properly. You got gas shortages, people on edge. And somebody pumps the gas in their car and then decides to go in the store and get some ice cream, shop around a little bit, leaving their car at the gas pump. I hate it when people do that.
Only time I ever do that is in the morning before work. If I stop, there's a QT right by my house, and I'll stop in there because they've got, you know, 14 pumps with nobody else there. Yeah. Like, I'm safe to walk in now and get this while this is pumping.
Or if my gas is pumping, I'll go inside the store and grab something.
But it stops before you get back out there, doesn't it?
Nah.
It doesn't?
It's pretty good.
Always be dead empty when you pull up.
She's running.
Yeah. I'll tell you something else I don't like that I saw this morning. Lady in front of me, I was like the third person in line. I stopped at the 7-Eleven. Third person in line. And the guy's getting a bunch of stuff and can't get his card to work. He takes forever. So the lady goes up in front of me and she's got three energy drinks. And the guy goes, if you buy three, the fourth one's free or whatever. She goes, oh, okay. So she... Hang on. Sorry, one second. Runs to the back of the store, gets an energy drink, comes back. He starts punching in, and she goes, on a separate charge, I need to get a pack of such and such menthols. I'm like, the audacity of
the most.
So he does that, rings her up her four. She pays for it with a card, then switches and puts another card in her hand. And he goes and gets the cigarettes and comes back up, and she buys a pack of smokes on a different card. I'm assuming that was probably for a boyfriend or husband or whatever.
Mm.
And she paid for that. All the while I'm standing here like, what? You know, I'm just trying to.
I would rather that than be in the process of being rung up and somebody walk up behind me and ask over my shoulder a question to the person that's working behind the counter. And they stop ringing me up to go help that person. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I just have a question.
Yeah.
Can you tell me where the whatever is? Okay, yeah, it's over there. Going to go two aisles over, right there. Should be in that.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Tell them to
wait. Wait a minute.
Give me one second. I could be walking out of here right now.
Or when they answer the phone and start helping somebody. And they're like, okay, well, I'm standing here. I made the effort to come to the store. And you're answering somebody putting the phone call ahead of me.
Yeah, that's not
the other day, this guy.
I don't like that at all.
He was watching a movie on his phone. The cashier, and he didn't even like look up to say hi or hey. He just kept watching his movie while he was ringing me up, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me right now? What?"
Was that during the day?
Yes, just watching a movie on his phone. Didn't even say hi or anything. Didn't even look up really from his phone, and I'm like, I can't believe this. Like, what kind of customer service is that?
That's like the one, the Dairy Queen, that I think has since closed. Was that old, super old Dairy Queen here just outside of Uptown Charlotte? Amanda and I went there one day on a Sunday, like, man, I want Dairy Queen.
Ew.
And we pull up, and the girl's sitting there on a bucket. And it's a small little Dairy Queen. You can't go inside. It's just a drive-up thing. And we walk up to the window, and she's got her AirPods, her earbuds in. They're still with the cord. And she's listening to something, and she looks up and sees us and sits there for a minute, probably count of four. I'm staring at her. 1,001, 2. And she goes,
oh, my God.
And stands up girl. And just pulls one of them out and then kind of raises her eyebrows like, go ahead. Never said a word the whole time we were there. And when she looked at me, I was like, Eminem Blizzard? She starts punching stuff in. Never spoke to
her. No, my name's Sheila.
We're about it.
Oh, it's annoying.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
That happened to me at the pharmacy not a few weeks ago when I went to go get a chapstick. The girl was like, can I help you?
You guys are having terrible problems.
That's why Riggins orders everything.
Yeah.
Right, because then you don't have to deal with people.
Yeah, I'm easy going. Listen, you got to take a phone call. That's fine. I got all day.
It just blows my mind. Yeah,
until they ask you if that's, you know, you get buying a second case of beer this week.
Bitch move. No. You narc.
Yeah, like.
What are you, dork?
Worry about yourself.
Yeah. But I do get a lot of stuff. I think the front desk person called me last night. She said, at your earliest convenience, we have 6 packages down here for you. So if you could come grab those. I was like, I'm sorry.
Like, we can't see over the desk. So if you could come down here and get these, that'd be great.
It's a problem. And I don't know what I have.
Did you have to make 2 trips?
I haven't gotten them.
Oh, you still haven't gone down and got them?
It's not convenient for me right now. It's 8:30. I don't know.
Yeah, when it's convenient. Well, it's not right now.
I've got about an hour window. You know, in 3 weeks. So maybe I'll come get them then.
Yeah, Riggins has one of those wagons that most people take to the grocery store when they live in the city. He just takes it downstairs and back up.
I swear.
I know y'all laugh, but when we lived in the city, that little wagon is a lifesaver.
Yeah,
great. Lifesaver.
You look like an asshole, but yeah, I mean.
I don't even think you'd ever
carry that wagon. Moving back to the suburbs was a lifesaver.
You're getting there.
Stop. Whatever. The
concrete jungle.
The concrete jungle is fun. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's spontaneous. You take the day on. It's an adventure every single day.
I'd like to say that, but the majority of the time I lived there was under COVID rules. It wasn't, it's like, this is not as much fun as I thought it was going to be. It was cool. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I loved that apartment. I hated to give it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because of the entertainment that you got by looking out the window and seeing the rioters down below.
That was over one kind of a week span. It was kind of exciting to be in the middle.
It's exciting to drive through block streets. That is the fun part for me, is just moving the safety cones and driving through. I do it. I did it this morning.
You moved the safety cones? Stop.
There wasn't anybody out there.
Oh,
I know they're working on it, but listen.
Get out of the car and
got out of the car. Moved. It was one of those huge safety cones, like the pillar ones. I was like,
nope.
I looked around. There was a garbage truck blocking this street, so I'm not going down there. I was like, well, I'll just move it. What, am I going to get arrested? You get that kind of attitude when you're living there long enough where things you wouldn't normally accept, you're like, yeah, whatever, which is not me. But I'm like, well, I got to go. I have to go there.
Yeah.
And the only thing stopping me is the safety cone, so I'll move it.
Yeah, it's a one-way street, but I'm only going there. Then I'm trying to get over there. So, yeah, nobody's coming at this hour. I'm just going to cut down the one way the wrong way for 50 yards and then zip over.
No, so I don't want to hear about my driving because you guys do this.
Did we hit anything?
It doesn't matter.
Did we hit anything?
You're breaking the rules.
Did we get a ticket?
You should have gotten a ticket.
Did we? And did we hit anything?
I wouldn't do that. Even if there's nobody around.
No, I wouldn't do that either.
Because I know I would be the one be the only person that would get probably arrested.
I definitely.
He doesn't go through a crosswalk unless it's got the green light.
Me too.
Oh, you're the same.
I need that little walking guy.
Yeah. If there are no cars coming or anything, I still have to wait on
that. Yeah, I do too.
I'm going. Mm-mm. I got stuff to do.
Even if sometimes how you get to a light, like it's late at night or early in the morning and it won't turn. It's like red and it won't turn green for some reason. I don't know if the car's not heavy enough or you can't reach that sensor. I will wait, even if it goes 3 times, until I decide, okay, I'm just going to go.
I did that today. There's a light by my house that cycles through, and it's weird at the hour that we leave.
I don't know how it works.
And I haven't yet figured out, I don't know what the system is, but it went, it was red the whole time, and the light on the road went green, green. And I was like, look, I've sat here for a couple minutes. I'm going. And I just went ahead and went.
Yeah, but it kills me every time. I'm like, I don't know. I'm gonna get caught.
I don't care how small or minor the law is. I do not break it, except for kidnapping. That's the only one that
kidnapping.
I'll ignore. Because that's just bullshit.
Oh, Lord.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Share Funny brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. If you need some heavy-duty industrial cleanup, like after a fire or a storm, something like that, you know, something heavy like that, go to charlotte.pauldavis.com. Thank you so much for Paul Davis being the first, what you call it, signature sponsor of Share Funny. We just need, you know, about 70 more sponsors, and we'll be good.
I just like to say, personally, Paul Davis, we love you. Like, literally.
In that way.
Can't wait to hug you.
In that way.
I wish I knew somebody whose house was flooded. I would tell them to call you.
A man at work. A man here at work at the radio station yesterday stopped in his tracks and asked me if he could hug me. I said, hell yeah, get on up in here.
No. No, thank you.
Let me grab that rump.
Oh.
That'd be good if you're the, don't hug that person, because every time you hug him, he grabs your ass. Like, hi, happy birthday. And then he's like, why don't you grab my ass?
Yeah. Big old handful.
Are you a hugger, handsful. Alexis? You are a hugger, aren't
I am.
You?
Yeah. I do. I, but very particular with who I'm a hugger with.
Yeah.
With other people, I get awkward. Like, I'm grew up in the streets or something. I've never seen humans. I'm like, yeah. I tense up.
I get weird. I'm not a hugger. I don't like strangers. Yeah. We don't need a hug. We're good.
You mean like the homeless? Shake hands, you never participate bump, in that hug the homeless.
Like, when you introduce people, they're
outreach.
And you're in that awkward position, especially if they know, if like they listen to the show or they know, and they're like, oh, I'm a hugger. I'm not. I don't like this. Kind of,
Yeah, go hug a root.
I just, I don't know.
My hugs are always kind of going to be awkward because I'm so short.
Yeah.
So I'm always hugging someone. It's weird.
You're like a golden retriever crotch diving.
I'm a diver. I'm a crotch diver. I'm a hanger. You just like hang on him and then fall to the ground.
Yeah. That's fun.
What are you doing?
Just hanging around.
Hanging.
How's it hanging?
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was talking to my little friend Jenny yesterday. She owns a fitness complex thing. It's called Jet Fitness. And she said that she knows somebody that owns a gym somewhere. I don't know. I guess they all know each other. And he said that 60-something percent of his members have gotten some type of respiratory infection because of working out in sweaty masks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like that, you're breathing in that moisture and all from sweating in that mask, and it's causing respiratory problems.
Over 60%?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's why I wear mine in my pants.
Ew.
Throw it on.
You want to see me? You want me to get a mask? Okay.
When I see kids in the mask, I always think, like, how dirty is their face under that?
It
face?
Is crusty.
Like, just like pudding. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Crunchy boogers.
Yeah.
And they don't want to stop wearing the mask even after the, you know, the pandemic and all is
what?
Over, because they don't want to have to smile at people.
Oh.
You know, they want less physical contact. I mean, less personal contact with people.
It's taken a heavy toll on people emotionally, especially kids. Like, that's why it's important for kids to be in school, to be able to interact with each other and interact with teachers and adults and authority figures and all that kind of stuff. But think about this, my son's basketball team that I coach, they're all, you know, 16, 17, 18, but they, like last night, played a game and they all have to wear a mask during the game, and I have to wear a mask on the sidelines, and I get hot on the side because you're talking the whole game. I'm talking the whole time, and it's hard to do. And I see that now they were very strict when it started, and they kind of like, we have to have you wear the mask, but if you want to pull it down from it. Like, sometimes it'll fall down below somebody's nose. And yeah. Like, the other coach last night was yelling the whole game. And his mask was all the way down under his chin the whole time. But they get really, like, last night, one of our best players was like, hey, I need to come out for a minute. And he just wanted to get to the end of the bench. You pull it, you had to take that off so you could breathe for a second. Like,
cause why? Because it had doo-doo stains on it?
No, just because you're running up and down the court. You're trying to breathe through this mask.
I've been
you're so
out.
Nasty. Your mask got doo-doo stains on it.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. There's little dookie stains on his mask. you need to do your laundry.
Ew. Eat a dookie sandwich.
Ew, gross.
This Rachel lady just said, calling you out, Ace, but I thought we were family. Family's hug.
We're not that kind of family.
Uh-huh.
I don't hug all my family.
Yeah, so all that Ace and TJ family, that's a bunch of bullshit. That's a bunch of bullshit.
You a bullshit?
You just
yes,
saying, just trying to say something.
Yes, I'm first one to admit it.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's like, I don't hug all my family. That's fine.
Yeah, that's how I am. I don't know why, but the people I do hug, I'm going to be hugging all up on you all the time.
Now, who would that be? Like men that you're trying to, that you're trying to hook up with?
No, I'm not going to be hugging all up on them.
No?
No. Unless, I mean, no. No, I don't do that. Like my friends, like my guy friends that are just friends, yeah. Like my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it gets weird because if they'll bring a girl, like the other day we were at our friend's place and one of my friends came and I'm like that with him. I'm always hugging him and just smushing him. But he had a girl with him. And sometimes I just, you know, I look at him, I'm like, he's my brother. I don't think of it like that. So I'll just hug on them and the girls do not like that.
Well, can you imagine? Lesson. Why? What's wrong with them?
But I'm not trying
Why would they not like that?
I'm not trying to be all up on them like that.
Well, I mean, if you had a boyfriend and he went and he was, you know, around his female friend and that female friend was hanging all over him all the time, wouldn't you be pissed?
They're not even his girlfriend. They're the girl that he's hanging for the night with. That's different. I don't care.
She hears you yell.
That's not his girlfriend.
She's in the living room and hears you yell from the laundry room. I'm stuck in the dryer. Can you come help me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Please.
Oh, no, my arm's stuck in the dryer. What am I going to do?
It'd be different if it was his girlfriend.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you don't know whether it's going to be his girlfriend.
Nah, I know. I know. By the way they look, I know.
Yeah. Oh, so now you're going to start running them down because they're trying to be with a guy and they didn't want some other girl swinging from him.
Whatever.
Climbing up him.
It's fun.
Okay, so then Rachel A said, well, will he hug me? The one that said you're lying about saying it's a family if you won't hug people.
Man,
yeah,
you have to do it. But I'm like,
is it going to be like a stiff hug? No one likes that.
Oh, wait. So there's a message that goes with that. Okay, so I guess she sent a message Wednesday afternoon that said, I'm listening to Share Funny just now. I was reminded of a conversation with my husband this past weekend. We were having a what would you do if we won the lottery talk. And I said, the first thing I would do is buy Ace a wrestling ring. Confusion goes across his face. Like, that's really what you would do? She said, yes, that's the first thing I would do. Yes, it is. Yes, if you buy me a wrestling ring, Rachel, I would hug you.
How about that?
But look, Rachel, don't. If you win the lottery, really, just give me the cash. The wrestling ring is not the immediate need right now.
No. That's down the road.
That's very nice of her, though. That's
very
what she
nice.
Would do.
I would hug
she would
her,
buy
absolutely.
You a wrestling ring?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm nice, but.
And then he won't even hug her.
I know. He's going to give her a side stiff hug.
A stiffy hug.
I don't think that's exactly what this.
You want a stiffy hug? What? She loved that. Alexis loved that one.
Oh, God. Come here, let me hug you.
Stop it.
Come here. Let me hug you. No, that really is something in my pocket. You know, people used to give me a hard time back when I was a bad germaphobe. They'd be like, I know you don't want to shake hands with me like when we meet them. I said, I don't care about that. I mean, germs don't matter to me if you're attractive.
Yeah, right. We found that out.
I don't care about that.
That's right. Germs don't matter to TJ as long as you're attractive.
Yeah, because if it's somebody, and this is my philosophy has always been, if it's somebody that looks good enough that I would kiss them, then I'm not creeped out by their germs.
Would you rather get a spit in the face by a hot woman or a peed on?
Ooh. God, Riggins, how can I choose? That'd be like trying to choose which one of my children is my favorite.
You're gross.
I would love them both. The same.
Ew.
No. Spit on, yeah.
That'd be worse.
If I got to pick one or the other. Spit on would be better than being peed on.
No way.
You think you would take peed?
Wait, am I being peed on in the face?
I didn't think about it, but clearly you are. No, I don't know. No, I didn't picture in the face.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then I would rather be.
Yeah, spit in the face or peed on my leg or something?
On like your purse. Yeah, or on your body.
Hmm.
Oh, that's a tough one because I don't even
like a lot or like a little.
But I may go against anything that has to do with my face.
Yeah, I don't want to get spit in the face.
I think I would still take spit in the face than pee on anywhere. No, if it's just some rando.
What if she had been drinking a lot of water that day?
I get it. She's hot. But it wasn't planned out or anything.
What does that mean?
I'm
not prepared for it. Yeah. It wasn't a birthday wish.
Yeah.
My birthday wish is.
I'm just kidding. I still would. Yeah, as disgusting as both of them are, I would still go. I'd take spit over pee.
Nope. Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Seems like only a week ago it was Thursday, and here it is Thursday again, and that means the one-star strip club reviews on Share Funny.
It's the best.
If Riggins is prepared today, he's been under a lot of pressure, or as my father-in-law, who was raised in Indiana, would say, pressure.
Have I been under pressure?
You've been under a lot of pressure, Riggins?
Under pressure.
Coming down on me. Yeah, we do one-star strip club reviews. These are real reviews from across this great nation, from cities you may never heard of before. And you can go verify these all for yourself. They're good today. They're okay. Gold and Silver in Virginia. Wayne stopped in there the other night. He said, I came here last night. Some girl named Nicole was so high and tweaking. She was obnoxious. I was just trying to shoot pool.
That's the end of it. I was just trying to shoot pool.
Man can't even shoot pool in a strip club without some tweaker coming.
I'd like to shoot pool at the strip club.
Yeah. I haven't heard that term in a while. Tweaking.
Yeah. Tweaking.
High and tweaking.
Yeah.
She's both. Then we can go up to Night Moves in Latham, New York. David said, you want to watch girls on naked on stage and that's it? This place is not worth stopping in to take a piss. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to go in there and watch girls get naked on stage. That's what you do at a strip club. I don't know what he expected. Then we can go up to Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester. Worcester, Massachusetts at the Lamplighter. Robert said, this is the saddest club I've ever been to. One grandmother, two fatties, and one very tricky Hispanic.
What?
One grandmother, two fatties, and one tricky Hispanic.
Very tricky. You know? That's all that was there on a Saturday night. One star.
We can be tricky.
What are you talking about? One grandmother, two fatties, and one very tricky Hispanic.
You know, it happens.
Chill out, Robert.
Very tricky.
Very tricky, whatever. Platinum West in West Columbia, South Carolina, Cassandra. We don't often have one-star strip club reviews from women, but Cassandra Smeltzer said, my boyfriend enjoyed the prostitutes. Just nasty. Once a liar, always a liar. Shame on me. One star.
She big mad.
Very pissed off. And I'm, first of all, disclaimer, I don't know that the, we don't know that those are prostitutes at Platinum West in South Carolina. We don't know that. This is just what she's saying. I highly doubt they're prostitutes.
Read it again.
My boyfriend enjoyed the prostitutes. Just nasty. Once a liar, always a liar. Shame on me. One star. So she doesn't even sound like she's even been there.
But they're going to hear from me.
They're going to hear from Cassandra. Then we can go up to Salisbury, Massachusetts. Does that sound?
Yeah.
Ten's Show Club, a guy named Chet, said, hands down, the worst gentleman club experience ever. The bouncers were huge assholes for absolutely no reason. They seemed to be washed-up ex-bodybuilders from the 1980s, all jacked up on roids and cocaine, especially the one with the beard. The girls were fairly good-looking, certainly not tens. They were unfriendly and not worth the trip. Do yourself a favor and keep on driving to Bananas.
Do yourself a favor. Keep on driving to Bananas.
Yeah. Then we'll go to the Gold Club of Charlotte, here in the Mothership Market of Charlotte. Jeremy left a one-star review, had some dances with a Hispanic girl, never told me her name, and then all of a sudden she told me it had been 10 songs and I owed her $300. I'm sure it hadn't been that many, but I paid to avoid raising a fuss and getting my ass whipped. I will not be back.
See, that's tricky.
She's like, that was 10 songs. Like, it's one Bruno Mars. She's like, $300. What?
Very tricky.
And then I thought we'd round out today with a positive review, because we've never done a male strip club. So we can go up to Boston, Massachusetts at Hunkomania Strip Club Review. This is a positive review, 5 stars. These male strippers were hot, and they had all the right moves. My favorite part was the American tribute, where all the guys came out and did a tribute to the brave men and women defending our country. As a daughter of a former Marine, this truly touched me. The rest of the strip show was very fun to watch, with lots of laughs and big fun surprises. It's good, clean, wholesome fun, and I would definitely come back again. I would definitely recommend getting a VIP table, and you get to see... more for your money.
I like that.
Touching tribute to veterans.
I'm a patriotic.
I'm the daughter of a Marine. It was a very touching tribute.
Yeah. I got
a Marine dad would agree.
Yeah.
And be glad you're there standing at attention while they are. So you got to figure they're wearing, you know, American flags, G-strings, and...
Yeah.
And what could that show be?
Maybe like some type of a military jacket.
Yeah.
With the sleeves cut out kind of thing.
Maybe a little body paint.
Body paint. Is that sexy?
Is that what works?
I mean, you could see more for your money that way.
Oh, you Hispanics are tricky.
We are tricky.
You mean very body paint, like on down the... Yeah,
you know.
Oh, really?
I don't think they allow that. I think they have to keep that
covered. Would it look like a barber pole?
Yeah.
Yeah. Red, white, and blue?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that could be kind of cool.
I don't think they're allowed to have it.
Well, you can't really
exposed.
See it. They do it at all those places where they do the body paint on the girls and they let them do it.
Yeah, I think it's harder to do body paint on the guys like that and keep everything covered.
Well... I'm all about that.
Wow. Okay. Just got a little look into Alexis's mind.
Freak.
You're into that.
I mean, it would be cool. It's art.
Hmm.
Okay.
Riggins, do you think Bananas has a website? Is it so good? Did you look for a website for Bananas?
I thought it would be great to have a follow-up review from Bananas. And it's actually, he was right. It's a great place. It's got like a 4.8 average. And it's called the Golden, DB's Golden Banana. I don't know what that means.
DB's
Golden Banana. I'm not sure. But Yeah, there weren't any bad reviews. He was right. You probably should have kept on driving. You could have avoided that very tricky Hispanic, as he said.
I love that.
Or whatever, whichever one it was.
Oh, was that the one about the bouncers, especially the one with the beard?
Yeah, especially the one with the beard.
One grandma, bananas. Two fatty, and one very tricky Hispanic on a Saturday night. That's all they had.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I would like to know what it means by being tricky, meaning she tried to trick him into paying stuff
like
he
a
didn't
finesse
buy. Or
maybe she picked his pocket or something. Or she did a magic trick and then didn't give him his watch back once she made it disappear.
The other guy, though, the other guy that came up with the, she told me it had been 10 songs and I owed her $300. And it was probably 10 songs. Mm-hmm. She probably danced for like half an hour. Yeah. And you're like, it went by faster than you thought because it didn't happen the way you wanted it to.
10 songs from one person? That's crazy.
Yeah. But how much is that a song?
For 310 divided by, I don't know.
$3 a song.
That's
no, $30
a
song.
Damn.
That's an expensive dance. And then you got a tip on top of that.
And 10 songs is about a half hour, maybe a little over a half hour.
Yeah, like, you know, a sweep of music on the radio station. So 10 strong songs in a row.
So she's knocked out, you know, well over, she'll make it over $300 an hour because she leaves right from there and goes to dance for somebody else.
Plus a tip. That would be like $60.
No, you don't tip on top of that.
So they get to keep all that money?
No. He's not tipping when he's pissed like that. He's like, there's your $300. See ya.
Now they have to split it with the DJ and... You know, I guess the wait staff. So I don't know how many ways they split the money they get, but
that's what I would think you would tip. I didn't know that. Yikes!
I guess you can. You could tip if you wanted to.
Hmm. Have you ever seen a male stripper?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, it wasn't good.
Why?
No. Because he was really sweaty and he was trying to be sexy and like sing the songs to us, but he was mumbling. And the other part about it was, we had ordered, because you order it online.
Oh, it was one of those at a private party.
It was my friend's bachelorette party. We ordered a white guy that was like a doctor, and they sent us a Puerto Rican guy that had a lisp. So, and then he had a whipped cream, and it smelled so bad. Like, his sweat mixed with the whipped cream was the worst thing I've ever smelled, that my friend who was getting married, who was the bachelorette, had to go outside and throw up because she was so disgusted by this guy's stickiness.
So... Is she white?
No, she's Hispanic. She's Mexican. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but she likes white guys?
Her husband's white.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll have one white doctor. And he's like, we got a Puerto Rican with a lisp. Yes, that's about as close as we got.
Was he at least dressed like a doctor? Yeah.
He was dressed like a doctor, but he was 30 minutes late, so we had to pretend. We kept pretending to tell her, like, oh, we're going to just have a couple drinks before we go out. We're going to do this. 30 minutes late, then he was sweating with his whipped cream. He was so inappropriate, and we didn't know what was acceptable or not, because we've never had a stripper before. So some of the things we were doing, I'm like, is that normal? Like, are they supposed to be doing that?
Like what?
Yeah.
Like one of my friends was on the couch. He lifted her legs and raised her. We all had dresses on because we were going out that night. Raised her dress and, like, bit her. And, you know. Yeah.
Like on the butt?
No. Yeah.
On her front butt.
Her front butt.
What did she do?
We were just like, what are you doing? Then at one point, he raised my dress and he smacked my butt. And I was like, and I had a sunburn, so it hurt. I was like, now I'm mad. And so then after that, once he left, he told us that he was going to give us an extra 30 minutes because he was late. And we were like, no, you can go. Like, we were eating tacos at that time. Like, we wanted him to stop. He leaves and comes back 20 minutes later. We were waiting on Ubers, and he said that he came back because he had left his whipped cream can and he needed to go to his next event. So he was recycling the whipped cream from one event to the next event. And then the Ubers that we called, they didn't send two extra larges. They only send one extra large and a small one. So this guy took some of my friends up into the city too. Yeah, and then he tried to kiss my friend when she got out of the car.
Well, I think the first clue that it wasn't going well was the fact that he's finishing his performance, and as you put it, we were eating tacos already. So
they
totally abandoned him. Like, dude, we're eating. You're good. You wrap it up.
It was gross. Like, I can't ever forget that smell. It was the worst thing I've ever smelled in my life.
Did anybody tell him, hey, you're supposed to be white? I mean, y'all could have gotten away with that. You know, you could have been Hispanic and all.
And you know,
you could have said, wait a minute. Hey,
this
look.
This is wrong.
No. You know, you'd be fine for me, but my friend likes white guys.
And it was expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when we asked him what he was starting to tell us about his life, he said, I'm in school. I'm going to go back to Puerto Rico. I'm going to school, to med school, so I can go help people. And I'm like, okay, right.
Hey, we don't care, man. Dance.
Yeah, or don't dance. But
or just go.
Did he get naked?
Almost. He had these military boots on and just like a thong.
Was he in good shape at least?
Look. No, that was the thing. He wasn't like, he didn't have a six pack. He was like just regular. They duped us.
He had a six pack under his arm.
It was the
Y'all
worst.
Want one?
We were all traumatized from it. The night before my friend's wedding, his name was Avalon, his stripper name. The night before the wedding, my friend was drunk, and we told her that we had one last surprise for her before she got married, and we said, Avalon's here, and she started crying, like, not even kidding. Like, she was like, please don't. Traumatized.
Who's that?
Thank you.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
We got to go do some kind of a video project today, and it's in the city, and I'm already dreading trying to park, get wherever we're going. It's gonna be a nightmare.
It's not gonna be a nightmare. We're going to a huge parking lot.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
It's a little chaotic in that area right now, just because there's so many things being built. But I'm sure they'll have a place for you. God.
You know, I don't like doing things in the city.
Yeah.
Like the CITY.
Not if you like living.
No.
You want to die today?
That Trick Daddy. You ready to die?
You ready to die? You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you will get killed.
No, it's not that. It's
my, oh, my God. Just,
yeah. I shouldn't say that. I don't know that that's true.
Right. No, you'll be fine. But it's not so much that. As just, you know, having to do something.
It's a beautiful day outside today, though. Look.
I know, but I got other shit to be doing.
Just enjoy it.
What, is it going to take 30 minutes, Ace? You know, that means 3 hours.
It's going to take an hour.
4 hours. I'm going to have to cancel my haircut. And Miss Vicky's on vacation next week. So then
what time is your haircut?
2 o'clock.
Oh, good God.
In the safe suburbs.
Oh, God. Help me, Miss Vicky. Help me, Tom Cruise.
Damn.
You're dramatic.
But thank goodness I brought a different shirt. I'm going to change out of this one because I figured I might change my mind. I'm put on a little more casual shirt.
Super cash.
Yeah. It's got fake muscles in.
That's a good look.
I like that.
You know, it's like a Superman costume, but with a black t-shirt over it.
I'm ready.
Oh, that'd be great.
But anyway, I mean, I'm enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, I might see you
just
up there.
Enjoy it.
You going up there?
Oh, I walk around that area every day. So I might be up there.
And there's a possibility they might tell us we gotta wear a mask.
Yeah.
Then we might as well not do it today then if we gotta wear a mask. You can't wear a mask on a video project. Unless you know, in a thriller video.
If you're in the city, everybody wears masks. But as soon as you get outside of a main city, you don't even see a mask. It's so crazy.
In South Carolina, where my mom lives, she says no one wears masks anymore.
It's nuts.
It's done.
Well, South Carolina is a free state. They're a lot more free than North Carolina, where we live. Like, they passed that or that executive order and all saying that a business better not be making somebody show a vaccination card to serve them and all that.
I said, better not be.
They better not be. Like Florida did, Texas. You better not let me find out.
Better not.
Me $5,000 fine on you in Florida. If you say, I'm refusing service to you because you don't have a vaccination card.
Where is it that they're telling people if you've had at least one vaccination shot every day next week or in 2 weeks, whatever it is?
Ohio.
They're going to draw for $1 million a day, every day for 5 days, but you have to be vaccinated to have a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's your goal, to get people vaccinated, give them stuff. People like stuff.
Mm-hmm. Especially $1 million.
Yeah.
Duh.
Give me $1 million.
Doesn't go that far in Ohio, though. It's like $4.
I wonder if you're an Ohioan and you've already had the vaccine. It counts for everybody. You just go sign up on it. Yeah. Not just new vaccinations.
$1 million? Sure.
But then you still got to wear the mask. Certain places.
Would that make you go get the vaccine, Riggins?
I'm $1 million richer. I'll wear the mask.
No, I'm saying just to go get the vaccine, and you got to look around and go, well, I'm still wearing a damn mask.
Oh.
Still not free.
I still have $1 million, though.
If you don't win $1 million.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Damn.
I'm just so good. I'm getting $1 million.
Still have $1 million. Not necessarily, but you know what? I would. I'd still have $1 million.
No?
You're hard-headed. That's your problem. You're damn hard-headed. You don't listen.
You say what you want to say, but I'd still have $1 million.
You damn got worms for brains.
Damn.
Got a wedge salad in your head. You don't be listening and shit.
I mean,
you got a blooming onion for a brain.
A wedge salad.
Blue cheese crumbles and shit. You don't be paying attention.
Drunk ass. But you say what
not
you want to say.
Blue cheese crumbles for a brain.
You say what you want to say. I may have blue cheese crumbles for a brain, but I still got
$1 million.
Yeah. $1 million blue cheese.
Okay, manifestation though. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for sending your gas energy.
Your gas energy. As weird as that.
Yeah, it's, you know, like all you naysay. I know you're gonna say I'm weird, but it worked.
Yep.
I got the gas energy.
To your 56% that said I wasn't gonna get gas. Okay.
She was
doubt me again.
She was very spicy in that video. She was like, "Thank you for sending your good gas energy."
Spicy,
like tongue popping, and the whole. It was funny.
I was missing my hoops. That's what I needed.
Yeah.
And then everybody was talking shit. Oh, you better check your tire pressure.
Your tire flat.
Oh, yeah.
Worry about that.
Talking all that shit. Like you won the game. You still going to be broke down as hell.
You riding on the rim.
I thought you just got new tires.
Some guy that even said, check your spare tire pressure. Spare tires monitored as well.
This one person said, you have your check engine light. I was like, actually, it's not check engine light, but
yeah,
thank you. Anyways, not the
so
point.
So it was showing that you
acting like bitches.
Showing you had a low tire, and you say it's not low?
No, I checked them this morning.
Mm-hmm. That shit can be on flat when you get outside.
Flat. Deflated.
You be yelling at Riggins as he's driving around. Riggins, bring back that air pump. I know you got one.
Riggins, it's Thursday. I'm out.
No, my shit flat too. My shit real flat. Every day I'm out there with that damn thing. I'm like, shit.
But at least you tried to get yours fixed, and they said there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I'm like, how are you going to tell me there's nothing wrong with it?
Look at it. It's flat.
It's on the damn ground. We looked at him. There ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm like, you're supposed to be the expert. How are you going to tell me there's nothing wrong with it?
What you mean there's nothing wrong with it?
It's like going to your doctor with cross-eyed.
Well, my car got a limp.
Yeah.
My car drives with a limp, so you going to tell me nothing wrong with my tire? Yeah,
even the car knows. It's like, fix your shit.
Help me out, bro.
Yeah.
My foot hurt.
We're the automotive experts. At what?
That's crazy.
What are you an expert at?
Spotting an automobile? Oh, yeah. There's one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
But it's didn't take it to another place?
I was going to on Saturday because I was right next to the place that I got those tires, and it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. My mom was like, just go over there, and I'll follow you. And I was like, man, I don't want to.
Now every day when you pull that air pump out and plug it into the cigarette lighter, you're like, damn, I should have listened to my mom.
5 in the morning, I'm just shit. I should have done. People coming out, they're like, what is he doing? I look like I'm siphoning gas. I'm just like down by the side of my car. 15 minutes. Oh, shit. I'm afraid to take the interstate anywhere, so I'm taking like I'm driving through the middle of the city down Tryon. Yeah, like moving traffic cones. Yeah.
You got to add that to your prep time every morning. Got to wake up 15 minutes earlier to allow 15 minutes in the parking garage.
Damn.
And it gets loud and echoes through there.
Sorry.
Well. You know, concrete jungle life.
Concrete jungle, baby. But cars, you know, they give you props. Yeah, they do.
They did. It happens. You know. It's part of it.
That's some bullshit.
So, yeah, don't leave yet, Riggins, until you see that she's okay. Yeah, I mean, y'all going to have to look out for each other.
You know, carpool. Whose car's working today? Not mine. I hope yours is. Shit. We both got flat tires and no gas. Yeah. We ain't going nowhere.
At least she got gas.
Yeah, if you combined our cars, you might have a way to work.
Yeah, but until then, solid.
Both got flat tires. I got no gas. And she's hitting everything. I really don't know who I'd rather ride with.
It's not good.
How far down are you on gas?
About a quarter of a tank.
Yeah.
And that once that light comes on, it's like, you've got 2 miles till empty. I'm like, what the hell? What? To put that light up a little higher.
Yeah, mine comes on at 20 miles left. And then I've learned, give or take, it's got some extra in there.
Yeah, my dad would be like, we could drive to Pittsburgh on this. Okay.
Yeah, mine's a 21-gallon tank, and I put more than 21 gallons in there. So he's probably got another half a gallon to three-quarters of a gallon extra that'll let you slide by on.
Yeah.
So if it says 8 miles, it means 18.
Yeah. You know who says that? Broke down mom.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app. Available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.